Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey.
Hello!
Nice to have you back.
Lovely to have you back. Hi! It's
How
been
are
a week.
You?
It feels so long! But it's been a week.
It has been a week.
We're
been
all
a
good.
Lovely week.
Lovely week indeed. Now, guys, listen, this is episode one. Ah, you've just kicked
I'm
us
sorry.
Under the table.
I'm sorry.
What did I do?
Nothing. I was just moving my leg.
Oh, your toe like went in between my toes. It was really horrible.
Sorry,
that.
I thought you liked that.
No, not at all. Not one part
Four
of me likes
play,
that.
Foreplay,
Not during the podcast. And not
married foreplay.
Guys, it's episode 126, and we're going to crack straight on this week. Plenty to get through. Now, before we go any further, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Mm. This week's sponsor is Bouncy Balls.
Hate them.
Hey, shut up. Hey, don't be slagging
don't
that
tell
off.
Me don't tell me to shut up.
Hey, listen. You think what
my mum is downstairs and she will lamp you.
Why?
Into next week telling her daughter to shut up.
I thought you meant because she doesn't like bouncy balls.
No.
Listen, listen. These pay the bills, right? Not money. We're getting a million bouncy balls delivered tomorrow on the back of a big truck, right? I've
don't
sorted
want
it out.
A million bouncy balls.
I've sorted it out, right? There's nothing you can do about it. Bouncy balls. Hey, hey. Remember bouncy balls? Eh? Robin got one the other day. I've been playing with it. That's where this comes from. Hey, stand in the kitchen. You got a tile for? Eh? Boing. Bounce it down. Catch it. How fun. Hey, bounce it to the side. Where's it gone? Too fast. It slowed down. You can see it again.
Hey,
bouncy balls.
Bouncy balls.
Hey.
Choking hazard for
no,
kids.
Stop.
Hate them.
No, man.
Honestly,
we'll get
shouldn't
in
be allowed to sell them.
We'll get in trouble.
Should have an age.
No.
Limit
probably,
on them.
Probably have to be fair.
Yeah. Stop putting them in party bags.
Bounce it as hard as you can.
Nobody
hit
likes
the ceiling.
Them.
Yay. Bouncy balls. Fun for me, fun for you, fun for the whole family. Don't put them in your mouth.
Choking hazard.
Stop it.
Terrified whenever my kids playing with one.
We're going to get in trouble.
Can't have anything small on the floor at all because we've got a baby.
Going to get in trouble.
Really hard to keep on top of.
Let's just move on.
Anyway, bouncy balls.
Well, you shat all over that.
Yeah, they are shit. The big ones are worse. You know, the massive big ones?
Well, why? Because they're not a choking hazard, so why is
no, I know, but they don't bounce very well, do they? They're
oh,
just
brilliant,
massive.
Brilliant. So you don't like the little ones that bounce those because they're a choking hazard, so make them not a choking hazard and you slag them off as well. Mm. Ugh. Do you like a tennis ball?
Yeah, I don't mind tennis balls.
Brilliant.
But outside. Oh, gobstopper's still a thing.
Gobstoppers.
Remember gobstoppers?
Oh, I wish they were. I tell you what, I'll be giving, you, sucking... one. I'll be giving you one right now.
Right.
Yes, I saw one the other day. Like the massive ones.
So, the gobs, you just sucked on them for ages. Do you remember them?
So,
how disgusting are they?
There was gobs. So, can you remember there was gobstoppers, right?
Mm.
So, anyone who doesn't get this, basically gobstopper was like a round sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like an immensely hard, probably boiled sweet, but like maybe different.
Oh, it was crazy hard.
And you could put them, and then you literally just had to suck them forever. You could not bite them. You just had to suck them forever. Can you remember giant gobstoppers?
That's what I'm talking about. The massive.
Right.
Like the size of a tennis ball.
I've just had a flashback.
And you just had to suck it, but it would take you weeks.
I remember going round to my mate's cousin's house. They lived around the corner. I lived on the estate when my mum and dad, when I grew up. Around the corner, one of the bungalows. So this is them kind of, it was one of them kind of estates where across the street, one of my mates lived.
Mm.
But then round the corner of the bungalow, his cousin lived. So there was a lot of that going on.
That.
People living across the road from their nanas and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a northeast working class
crowd,
right? I remember going around once. They were watching The Wizard of Oz during the day in the summer holidays, and each of the kids had a giant gobstopper.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe what was going on. Because a giant gobstopper is a lolly without a stick.
Massive. It's the size of a tennis ball. It's huge.
They were just holding it in their hands and they were sucking them and the like white stuff was like running down their wrists.
Oh, God,
yeah. It was fucking disgusting.
And then, but then it turns to dust.
Yeah.
Do you mean it gets a really dusty coat?
Well, it gets different layers as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, different colours.
But they were literally just holding them like in their hands, like apples, but just licking them. While, and even at like, what, I must have been seven and I'm just thinking, this is fucking revolting.
That's so bad,
isn't it? This is revolting.
We weren't allowed them.
Horrible.
And if we probably if we got one, we'd have to share it between us.
That would be you, like, yeah. That would be you, like, give your brother a lick. Your brother needs a lick now. Mom, he's licked the same side as me. That's not his side. I don't want to lick his side.
Oh. We'd have to portion it off into little
God,
chunks.
God, your dad would be in the garage with a saw. Derek, saw that gobstopper in equal bits. You know what happened last time? Oh, you just keep snapping the blades on me jigsaw, man, Sandra. Fucking your family, honestly.
Yeah, I love them.
The Clampets.
Oh, hey. It's not fair. Here's the jingle.
Here is the jingle, yay. Not the Clampets jingle, our jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of the podcast. As we said earlier, it's lovely to have you back.
It is. It always is.
It is.
How are you?
I'm all right, you know.
You're better. You're a better version of yourself this week.
Oh my
you?
Gosh.
Can
I really
explain
am.
Everyone what's happened?
Oh, so I don't know whether I didn't say last week, but you know how I've had a bad jaw?
Well, we thought you had a bad
we
jaw.
We thought I had a bad jaw. Mm-hmm. Turns out my tooth was dying.
Great.
So my tooth has been dying.
Wow. Just
didn't even
up.
Know.
Just gave in.
Just didn't even. Yeah. Someone turned the machine off on my tooth and I wasn't even there.
It's dark.
Oh, that is a bit dark, sorry. Wow. Nobody got me to sign anything.
Wow.
So that's why my jaw, I thought it was my jaw, so I thought I had TMJ, but it wasn't, it was my tooth and it's been really hurting. Then I got an abscess.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the emergency dentist.
Yes.
And get the abscess lanced.
Shout out to Instagram, by the way. Because you had to resort, after I phoned every single dentist in the Northeast, literally.
Yeah.
Saturdays, they just don't fancy it.
No.
Apparently no one gets a bad teeth on a Saturday.
Well, I did make that joke with the dentist.
Right.
And he wasn't very happy, I don't think.
Why not?
Because I just think they want a weekend off. And I can
kind
of get...
Both days? Well, people work. What, you've got to always have time off? No, everyone has to have time off work to go for a dentist appointment. Yeah. Close a fucking Monday. Have you Sunday, Monday, and open on a Saturday?
That's what hairdressers do.
Oh.
Yeah, it would make more sense. Because
I know I'm going to get a slew of emails off dentists going, oh, we will, yeah. Oh, hey, man, listen, right? Okay, I understand. But all I'm saying is a Saturday. Doctors as well, though.
No,
doctors
I know.
Is the
Chris,
same.
Tell us about it. Print more money. You know what I mean?
That was how your nana wanted to fix the recession, wasn't it? Yeah.
Why don't they just print more money?
Rosie's nana wanted to fix the recession by printing more money, which apparently I think they did actually consider doing.
Did
just
they?
Print more money. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I never
know
much about it. Personally.
But I imagine it was suggested. Yeah.
She's got a point.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So yeah, so you phoned up the emergency dentist on a Saturday.
So I did, yeah. Yes.
Well, sorry, you went on Instagram to ask, but we weren't trying to get a freebie. You paid for it.
Of course.
And I had literally phoned every single dentist.
Yeah. Well, the reason I got it sorted was because we went to London, obviously, and I needed it done.
Yeah.
Because I was terrified that I was just being so much pain. But the thing is, as well, I just want to take a second to apologise to anybody I might have spoke to within a metre radius in the last, how long? 9 months, maybe? Six to nine months. That's how long
months?
It's been. Yeah, it's been killing.
It's been hurting for 6 months, hasn't it?
Six months.
Where it was born. Yeah. Okay.
My breath's been disgusting.
Yeah, it's been, yeah.
You never told me this.
I mentioned it a couple of times, but, you know, I can't just keep hammering home that your breath stinks. Like, I mean, you do it to me, but it's not my bag. And what? Then recently, your mum sort of, was it heroic? Was it stupid? But your mum went to the shop and came back with, like, just a bag of stuff for your teeth.
Interdental.
She was like, interdental floss things, the little swords with bristles on. Yeah. She gave you them and she just laid it on really thick about how your breath was lifting. So I thought, well, job done. She took the bullet for me there.
I'd
have been
mortified.
Physically assaulted by you.
I am mortified by this. Yeah. I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. But I did realise, I've had a horrible taste in my mouth for months. Like, I would literally brush, I would floss my teeth, brush my teeth, and still have a minging taste in my mouth.
Yeah. It was, you would get into bed, and it would still, I was like, I was lying next to a dog. Some nights I would roll over in the night, and you'd be like,
Shut up.
Oh, and I have to turn over.
Shut up.
Like a dog farting
in my
mouth.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
Well, of course it is, because my tooth was dying, and apparently it was massively infected. That's when I got the abscess. Mm-hmm. The dentist had to disinfect my whole, like, gums.
Wow.
He actually used the word disinfect, which I found really grim. And so...
And he lanced it then, he lanced the
abscess. So when I was there, he lanced the abscess, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, his breath stinks.
Yes, such an arsehole. That was your go-to. Your go-to wasn't...
I thought he had halitosis.
The dentist!
I swear to God, I did.
Guys, she thought the dentist... Listen to yourself.
Yeah, but
you are so ridiculous with smells. You thought the dentist had... How arrogant are you about your dental hygiene that you thought a dentist had halitosis?
I'm sorry, it was so bad.
What a shitty dentist.
But then I realised it must have been me because they both had gas masks.
Yeah, probably
on.
A bit. Yeah, probably. And because he's a fucking dentist and he's not going to stink.
Do you not think dentists could have bad breath?
Probably not, no.
They're
telling you to floss every 5 minutes. Do all kinds.
True.
Do you know, they want, in a perfect world, they want you to floss and use them little brush things and then brush. And then, you know, you're apparently not supposed to rinse your mouth out after you've brushed because you're supposed to leave like a layer of fluoride on you.
Fluoride?
Fluoride, fluoride, whatever. You've got to leave like a layer of it on your teeth.
Apparently so.
But yeah.
So I'm just really, I'm so embarrassed.
Wow.
That my breath's been bad. But it has got better, hasn't it?
Almost instantly.
Wow.
The day you came back, it was better. Yeah.
Shut up.
Crazy.
My mouth has been dying.
Bad, that, like.
I'm so embarrassed.
Really bad. Do you know, I remember when I was younger, one of my mates was in my house while I was brushing my teeth when I was younger. And I was brushing my teeth. I remember I didn't gargle.
Mm.
I just brushed my teeth, spat, and then I just put the thing back. And he went on about it. He made a really big thing of it. He was like, oh, you're not gargling, you scruff. Oh, you scruff. Oh, he made a proper big thing about
it.
He's in prison now, so I won. Just saying,
what's he in prison
I fucking
for?
Won that. I don't really want to go into it, but he's in prison.
Right, okay.
But I'll slam dunk.
Oh, great.
I'm a petty man. I do hold on to things.
Wonder if he's still gargling in prison.
Well, it depends. Depends if he's got access to a single. I don't know. Hope he's all right.
So, obviously, I've told you all this about my teeth.
Yeah.
And I feel like now people are going to look up. If somebody told me about themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't know them, I would look at pictures of them and look at them and go, you're disgusting.
Right.
And I'm worried that people are now going to look at pictures of me on Instagram and go, she fucking stinks.
Right. No, you don't anymore.
No, I don't anymore. Now. But they're gonna have that impression that my breath just stinks.
What are you going to do if people are like going to be like, oh, yeah, of course, I'm so glad you got it sorted because, did you have that since school?
No.
That's been years because I remember seeing you in 2001 and I was, my eyes were watering.
No, because
what are you going to do if they think it was ages?
I'll be horrified, to be honest. Because I do like really smelly foods, though.
Yeah.
Like, I love garlic. I put like 9 cloves of garlic.
Can you remember
on
your
in
friend?
Every meal.
Can you remember when we lived in the one story glory and your friend came around and walked in and asked us? She literally said, "Guys, do you just drink garlic before people come here?
Do you bathe in
do
garlic?
Do you bathe in garlic before people arrive?" That was nice of her.
It's really good for you, though. It's really, really good for you, garlic.
It's not good for social occasions, but yeah. I know
it's not, but I think it depends what kind of garlic it is. If it's fresh garlic, that's not as bad. If it's like a garlic sauce from a kebab shop, that is lifting.
Can we talk about the garlic bread you tried to make me the other day that nearly killed us? What the fuck did you do with that?
So, I cooked it wrong.
So, you know how Rosie doesn't... Guys, I've mentioned before how Rosie just refuses to put me garlic bread in the oven.
Oh,
we'll make anything and I'll go put the garlic bread in. You just don't do me garlic bread.
No.
She went the other way.
I don't understand.
Make you a garlic bread.
Why you have to have garlic bread with every meal?
Like carbs, like starch, like garlic bread.
Like, we could have chicken, potatoes and veg and you'd have
garlic
a bit
bread.
Of garlic bread.
Well, you've got to have garlic bread on the side. What do you think this is?
So
Nando's
weird.
Do it. Garlic bread. You've got to have garlic bread with everything.
I don't get it.
Well, listen, you went the other way. It was really strange. You were like, look, I'm going to make it from scratch because we've got some tiger bread. So you made some garlic bread. It was fucking disgusting.
From Warburton's.
It tasted like hate.
Well, because I did it wrong. So normally when I make garlic bread, it's really nice because you just kind of crush garlic clove.
Right.
Mix it with butter and then put it on the bread, but then grill it so it kind of like cooks it a bit.
But
you should really cook the garlic first, fry it off a little bit.
Right.
Didn't do that.
Brilliant.
And then what I did was I'd kind of buttered the garlic onto the bread and then you put cheese on top and just put it in the oven.
Yeah.
So it didn't cook or any or crust or anything.
It was just like, yeah. It was warm bread with melted cheese and raw garlic on. It was horrible.
Yeah, well, it,
absolutely
I
horrible.
I didn't think that through. Sorry about that.
Oh, there we go. Well, yeah, that was awful.
So good for you, though. Very, very healthy.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I haven't had a cold, you know. Didn't enjoy eating it, but haven't had a cold.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Touch wood.
Anyway, are you all right now?
What do you mean?
Are you okay now? You're sorted. Is your face hurting?
No, why?
It's killing me. Hey!
Wow.
Lads.
No.
Lads?
No, nobody's listening.
Lads?
Nobody's laughing.
Rosie, I don't know where the lads are. Where are the lads? There's no lads.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What is your beef?
Well,
I miss the beefs.
Well, put some fucking effort in.
I just can't be arsed. I don't know what they haven't rang. They don't know what they're
brilliant.
Up to.
I can't be arsed. They haven't rang. I don't know what they're up to. Class.
They will be back.
Ladies first or gentlemen first?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
But you're no gentleman a man.
Wow. I feel like I may be revisiting a beef that I've done. It's definitely something I've mentioned in the stand-up, but I don't know if I've mentioned it at this specific point. Now,
don't be bringing your stand-up to our podcast.
Listen, excuse me,
Mr. Has-been.
Has-been? Has-been?
You haven't toured for over a year.
Well, not my fucking fault, love. Not my fault. Has been.
Tickets still available for our tour, actually.
And
in
my
December.
Tour. And yeah. My tour.
September sold out. Is there still ones for your tour?
Some venues have got some allocation left, but most of mine are sold out.
Okay.
But yeah, I just can't wait to get back on.
Oh, God,
I've got some warm-up shows coming up as well in the Northeast in August. So please keep an eye out for those guys because I need to learn the show again.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done
it. We need to
write
our tour show.
Yeah. That's halfway there, man. It's halfway there, man.
Do you think?
It's all good. Why, yeah, we brought the back of it doing the pilot. We know exactly
what
we're doing.
It's going to be great.
Some good stuff in store for that tour. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
But yeah, warm-ups for my show are going to happen soon. I'm literally, you know what I'm going to do? Do you know what I'm going to do, Rosie? You know what me process is?
What?
I've got my 2020 tour saved in my phone from the last gig that I did of it. Well, it's not the last gig I did. It's the second last gig I did. Because the last gig I did, I couldn't do it properly because I was worried about the pandemic that was happening at the time because I was quite scared. And all I'm going to do is sit and listen with my headphones and build Lego for 3 days, listening to it,
so
and then do gigs on the night.
You've recorded it on
audio is recorded on your phone. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
So there we go. So
is that when I'm at Haggerston Castle?
That is when you are, yes, at Haggerston Castle with the kids.
Haggy Castle.
And I will be doing Lego, listening, and then doing the shows on the night.
Okay.
So there we go.
Have a lovely time.
Living la vida loca. Like a has-been. Now, my problem with you, my beef with you this week is...
Problem with you? That's cruel.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sounded a bit harsh, didn't it?
Yeah.
I did the washing the other day, and I got from the washing basket what I thought was a pair of your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out. It was like in Toy Story where the grabber goes down, and he thinks he's grabbed a Buzz, but he's got a Woody on the bottom as well. He got extra, little nice. Extra. Because what I got was, I pulled your jeans out, and your jeans were inside out because you take them off. I don't know what you do. I don't know what kind of hurry you're in. But right. You took them off inside out. Then your inside out knickers were over the top of those jeans, like mm-hmm. fucking Superman's pants, right? Mm-hmm. And then the two socks were also inside the legs.
Okay.
Like Thanos had snapped his fingers and you disintegrated, but your clothes had stayed.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Why do they all come off in one go like it's a fucking onesie?
I take them off when I'm on the toilet.
That's just made it even worse.
Why?
I don't know why, but that's just made it even worse.
Before I go to bed... Or
how
to,
desperate are you? What, you're imminently about to shit your pants that you've just got to whip all of your clothes off in one go?
No, so it's when I'm getting ready to get changed for bed or whatever, or if I'm going in the shower, I'll just take my clothes off while I'm sat on the loo.
Right.
And because women sit on the toilet,
yeah,
as you
so
know.
So do men when they need a poo.
Well,
next
exactly,
question.
Right, okay. So I just take them all off, and then when I get to the bottom... I just whip my socks off at the same time.
How do they all stay in the pant? It's
good
I
jeans.
Couldn't...
Tight. They're tight. That's why.
Ugh.
You don't wear tight leggy jeans.
Ugh.
I don't see your problem. So then they just go in the washing basket, and I'm so.
I've got to separate them all out.
Oh, Chris, you never do the washing.
Listen,
don't give me this
on the rare
bullshit.
Occasion I do it, I don't want to be peeling your underkegs off your jeans.
Oh, hey,
right?
Well, all right. Marry someone else, and wait 7 years. See if you're not peeling their under kegs off. Do you know what I mean? So it'll be lovely for the first few years. You'll go, oh my gosh, this is so lovely. Oh, isn't this great? And then you'll get
because they
right
won't be wearing
it, so
big parachute kegs like you're wearing.
Oh,
at the
you
minute.
Can absolutely.
I'll whip them down. I'll whip them off. The wind off them blows little
wow.
rave out of the room.
Wow.
It's like I'm doing that thing at school where you all stand around and go,
you little pig, I'm still in my maternity knickers. How dare you? They are so comfortable.
I know, I'm
And
joking.
They bring me a lot of pleasure.
I know.
How dare you? They keep my gunt in something beautiful. I don't ever want to. I don't want to downsize.
You're
my knickers.
You're never coming out with maternity knickers.
I don't think I am.
You're never coming
Some
out
of them aren't even maternity knickers. They're just four sizes too big for us.
Right, there we go.
Honestly, I love them so much.
Yes.
Love them.
Well, you know what? If you enjoy it, that's fine.
Thank you.
You've been through the ringer with your tooth with the baby.
Tell us
stuff.
About
so
it.
They,
Tell
right,
us about
all right,
it.
All right. I'm just not doing the washing anymore. Deal. Good. Thanks.
Prick.
What's your beef?
Oh, have I not done mine?
Nope.
Okay. I thought I'd done mine.
No. I mean, yeah. You've done it.
No.
Hey, babadoo, babadoo, bab. Hey, it's time for all questions from the bird. As usual, guys, you want to email in the chat right now.
My beef with you, Christopher Ramsey, this week is...
Full named.
Uh-huh. I hate the way you eat chewing gum.
Sorry? What?
You don't eat chewing gum like regular folk.
I don't chew my mouth open that often. Don't be giving it that.
No. It's got not the way you chew.
Right, what the
fuck's
this?
You place a piece of chewing gum in your hand.
Right.
A little, you know, a little extra one or whatever. A little rectangular,
a little
bad lad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you proceed to open your mouth really wide and throw it in. You do. You
when
know
have
you
you
do.
Been watching me, you pervert? You can't take your fucking eyes off me, can you?
Chris, you do it every
just
single time.
Just watching me non-stop.
But
everything's a competition.
Why don't you just use your fingers?
I've got to throw it in my mouth. Everything's a competition.
Yes, but it's extremely annoying when you miss your mouth. It hits your tooth and you have to do it again.
Sometimes it hits my tooth but still goes in my mouth. It just makes a really satisfying click noise as it goes in.
It's awful to witness. It's awful.
When have you seen that?
You do it all the time. It's how you eat chewing gum. Terrific. And sometimes you have two at a time, so you're just like...
Oh, you get a good rattle. When you do two, you get a good tooth rattle. It's bloody great.
So weird. So weird.
I can't believe you've noticed that.
But it's one of them things where you do it when you're typing on a laptop, on a keyboard. You'll go really fast for no reason at all, and you'll spell everything wrong. And I'm just over your shoulder going, just fucking slow down and you wouldn't make mistakes.
Busy. Got a
lot
on.
No, it's the same with chewing gum. Pick it up with your fingers, place it in your mouth and you'd save more time than hawking it in the back of your throat. Like a bloody, like a beaver with a bit of grass.
I cannot believe this. I cannot live my life here. I cannot live my life. Do you see how oppressed I am, ladies and gentlemen? You see how oppressed? I cannot even throw a chewing gum in my mouth. Listen, it's a satisfying little slam dunk you get when you flick the chewing gum in your mouth, right?
It's horrible.
You're a dictator. You're an ogre. Do you know that? You're an ogre to live with. This is horrible. Horrible. Sick of this. God, you put a horrible taste in my mouth. Where's my chewing gum? Throw it in miles away.
It's probably fucking on the other side of the room.
that's where I keep it. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, you absolute beauties, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmaridanoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send us all of your juicy, juicy, juicy things.
Juicier the better.
Juicier the better.
Dirty as you like.
Dirty.
Alsatians the lot.
Is that Bo Selector?
Dirty.
What is that?
Oh, it might be Bo Selector. I don't know, is it?
Sessions the lot.
I don't know where I've got that from. I don't know.
I feel like it's got a Bo Selector
vibe. It's definitely got...
Brilliant. Yeah. I think, wasn't it Christina Aguilera that used to do?
Yeah.
Dead Dirty.
Dead Dirty. Yeah, Alsatians the lot, it must be.
Oh, gosh. Alsatians the lot. Wow. Well, don't sell anything dirty Alsatians. We're not into that. Listen, just send, you know the score. We love the input. Thank you so much. Podcast wouldn't be what it is without you guys. Keep sending. shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Rosie, what you got?
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Relatively new listener here. The podcast was suggested to me by the guy I have started dating, so shout out to him.
Oh, yeah, but don't break up, though, because we're going to lose two listeners.
That is true.
Because she'll not listen to it because he reminded of him, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, she ruined that for me. So we'll lose. So you have to get married, and we're going to lose two listeners. You have to live together forever.
I think we'll be all
and
right.
And have children. I want your children to listen as well.
Wow, stop it.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting...
He also suggested for me to write in with my story. So here it is.
Wonderful.
Me and my ex-boyfriend had gone into town to have a few drinks and some food. We decided to go to a bar that gives you a free mini pizza with each drink.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Each drink?
Aye, apparently so.
So each round or each drink?
Well, I'm guessing each round, not each drink. I think the bar would probably go under.
A mini pizza?
Well, I mean, it could be like a bruschetta.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But a mini, but where is this bar?
It does sound pretty cool.
It sounds amazing, lying in the stomach. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have that thing? You know when you go on a holiday when you're younger? Mm-hmm. Did you ever have that thing where you would sit down? I think it was like Costa del Sol or something, Spain, when I was younger. We'd sit down at a table with your parents. Mm-hmm. And they'd bring the, you know, your dad would order a beer or whatever and a lemonade for you. And
yeah.
They'd bring them over and they'd bring like a little thing of breadsticks or something. And you'd be like, oh yeah, breadsticks. And your mum would be like, don't touch them. They'll be on the bill at the end.
They're not free. You've got to pay for
them. Yeah, I do. You've got to sit. You've got to sit. Your full meal staring at the breadsticks and you weren't allowed to eat them.
Do you not remember the first time that was found out, though?
Yeah, yeah.
The first time that was found out and the parents just absolutely mortified.
Whoa, we didn't know these. Yeah. You put them down, we thought they were free. No, sir, it's not free. Ah, hey, man, you think this is?
The bands have ate 6 packets. You're getting this. That was what a sad day that was, though, when you just had to look at them absolutely clamming.
Honestly, I spent many a holiday staring out a bowl of either a bowl of bread or a little tube of breadsticks. I spent many holidays staring them out.
When they'd come and get another drink soda and just take them away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, we don't want them, by the way. Yeah.
And pre-COVID, wasn't it? They would do the round. If it was all British people, they would just get past the parcel down on the tables. It was just like...
What a memory.
It was just like, I know we're working class. I know, like, you know, we grew up working class. I know our parents didn't have, you know, a massive disposable income. But didn't your mum and dad act like the bill was going to come at the end and it was going to be like $7,000?
Well, now I'm wondering how much them breadsticks actually were. Because it can't have been that much.
Like, oh, that is 7 million pesetas, sir. Like, it was only going to be a couple of quid.
Never told you about the year when we went on holiday.
Right.
We went to a holiday. We used to always holiday in villas with me nana and grandma, but we went on holiday to a hotel. Personally, best holiday I ever had.
In the class. Hotel. Oh,
joined
yeah.
the mini beach club and all that was mint.
Yeah, yeah.
But we made friends with another family.
Uh-huh.
And my mum was absolutely seething because she'd only brought enough money for our family.
Oh,
and then so we would rock up
and
be like, Mammy, can we go get ice creams? And then my mum was like, my mum had to go, I'm sure she had to go a night without having a drink because she had to buy these kids ice creams as well as us.
Bless her.
Honest, I'm not even joking. And my mum would be like, stop bringing them over for ice creams. We haven't got enough money with us. I know.
Oh, I feel so sorry for your mum.
No, it was the crack.
Oh.
But I think they just afforded to be able to go abroad on holiday.
Right.
But obviously they had the budget of what the holiday was.
But we were
just bringing kids over and asking my mum and dad to get ice creams and that.
Oh, didn't you ever go over to their parents to get ice creams?
Yeah, we did, to be fair.
Right, okay.
We did. But I think they were quite well off.
Well, should it even itself out then? What's our problem?
Sort of, but you know, it wasn't an all-inclusive hotel.
How many ice creams were you eating, you fat little shit?
Yeah, but they had 4 kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was 3 of us and then 4 of them.
Oh, God.
I know.
That's a round. That's a night out.
Buying 7 ice creams.
Fucking 7 I mean? Ice creams. Jesus. No wonder there's any breadsticks can't spare. 7.
Also, the catchphrase of all holidays we went on was just me, mum and dad, if you come over here and ask for one more pesada. Mom, can I have a potato for the pool table? Mom, can I have a potato for this?
100%.
You come
man.
Over
it was
here.
100%. Was it? For the pool tables, one only 100%. Everything was 100%.
100%. Well, it must have been that. If you come over here and ask for one more 100%.
We mentioned it before. You got your 100% of everything, but then you got the 25 with a hole in so you could put it on your chain when you went home.
Neck.
And everyone knew you'd been on holiday. Yeah. I'm sure we've mentioned that before, but yeah, that was the crack. Can you remember those money holders that you used to go around your neck? And it was a tube and you used to put all your money in it.
I had one that went around my wrist. It's just like a little bum bag for my wrist. It's like a luminous orange.
Back in the day when coins actually bought stuff.
I do remember the tube one.
Yeah, you put your tube around your neck.
I do remember that.
And it like the bottom screwed off, but the top stayed on. Mm-hmm. Like, what a fucking choking hazard.
I never had any money in.
But they never had that thing. You know how now everything's got that breakable bit on? Like even lanyards for like
offices. None of that.
This is just like, hang a load of heavy metal around your child's neck on this bit of string. Go on, you play on the playground, son. Go on, you hang yourself from the fucking climbing frame.
So true.
Oh, get him down. He's got me breadstick money around his neck.
Have I told you about a little game that we used to play on holiday? I don't know if I've ever told you this. You know how you used to go to the little shops when you were abroad you buy just bits and they'd always put them in little paper bags and then sellotape them together?
Oh, yeah, the little gift bag.
Yeah, the little gift
bag. If you're buying like a bottle opener or a nail clipper with roads written on it.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. Yeah. We used to go back to the hotel or whatever, or the villa, and we'd get all of the little bags and then we'd go around the villa and we'd play shops, right? But we'd just bag things up over and over again.
God, I hate your childhood.
So
childhood so much.
Kate would come over with like a little statue from the villa. Yeah. She'd be like, can I have this, please? I'd be like, 100% that's please.
And you'd bag it up.
I'd bag it up. And then I'd give it to Kevin. And then he'd go put it back, give me the bag. And then she'd go get something else. I'd bag that up. And we'd just do it over and over again with the same little bag.
I hate your childhood so much. I hate your holidays. You're listening to them. I just get like this sense of like bored, like
what
sadness inside us.
It was so much fun.
It sounds fucking shit.
I mean, now it does, but back then I love playing shops.
Can we talk as well for a moment about how many random shops in Spain in the 90s just sold swords?
What do you mean?
They just sold swords, knuckle dusters, knives, like loads of knives.
Dick, bloody bottle openers, they're the worst.
Yeah, but like porn cards.
Yeah, horrific.
Lighters with naked women on. I didn't know, I was like, oh, the English are coming, the dirty fucking violent perverts that they are.
Just dads going mental buying dirty cards.
Yeah, don't get them breadsticks, I'm saving all that money for some knives and porn later. You wouldn't understand.
True. Why was that a thing? And they weren't like at the back of the shop running.
No, they were right in the front. They were just like, literally there'd be a Toblerone or a pack of Lay's crisps and then just a Karma Sutra porn card collection with photos of people booking each other on. It was fucking disgusting. I'm scarred for life. Honestly.
Hiya, can I get a 10 euro phone card and a pack of porn cards for my wife, please?
And a knuckle duster with a knife on the bottom of it, please.
So I've never thought about that, but it's so true. Horrible,
so
isn't it?
So strange.
I remember looking at them for a long time.
Oh, God, yeah. It was like, I would stand at the counter with my dad. He'd be like, don't look down. Don't look at them, son. We're just here to get some crisps and some sun cream. That was another one. Don't buy the sun cream over there. Take it with you. Cost you a fortune over there, the sun cream. They'll have your eyes out.
Don't take anything. Don't buy anything there. Take all your shampoo, all your conditioner, everything.
But again, like, I know we're coming from another angle, but it's a couple of quid more. It's a couple of quid more. And if you're in an emergency, you need to get it. But, like, they acted like it was millions of pounds. They acted like would get home and go, well, we're living on the streets now because we've just had to swap our house for some fucking factor 30 because you forgot to bring it, you useless twat. Like... It was like,
no, but we've come from a working class background. We are lucky enough now, and we, you know, I say lucky, but we've grafted, and I'm proud of us. Yeah. We are not working class right now.
Yeah, no.
But I get it, and it's all. But look at that, like it's budgeting, and kind of being savvy with your money. But I totally like that was the crack. My parents bought nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing that you could get in England was bought abroad, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's funny, man. It's nice to think about it and look back on it.
Different world.
Mm-hmm, it is. My mum is sometimes very much still stuck in that frame of mind for certain things. Yeah. But then certain things she's absolutely not. Like wanting to go to that bloody private island.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then at the same time, she'll always steal a banana from the breakfast counter. And a croissant for later. I'm like, Mum, we're going for lunch. She's like, well. I'm Sandra, like, you don't need it.
Sandra, get the croissants out of your bag. It's all inclusive. No. Yeah. Can it?
It's ingrained in us. I just have to take them.
Sandra, get all that stuff out your bag. Put the porn cards back. Get the other stuff out your bag. Where'd you get them? Kept them for a while. I didn't sell them anymore.
Oh, I've still got a question.
Oh, you were halfway through that, yeah.
Shit, sorry, Jesus. We got totally sidetracked.
So what's happened? Someone's on holiday.
So they're on holiday.
It? Recap? What the hell's this?
Sorry, everyone. They've gone to the bar and they get a free mini pizza with each drink.
Oh, hey, right? That's it. But they're not on holiday, no. They're just in their
they're
town.
They're just in a bar. In a I don't know where it is.
Mini pizza.
It says here, we both ordered a spicy mini pizza each.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I then started choking on the toppings of my pizza.
Just the toppings?
Yeah, I don't know why. Might be, you know when you eat a pizza... And the toppings...
More comes
all,
off.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Do you know when the whole top of the pizza comes off and you're like, so what am I left with now? A bit of tomato bread? Do you know what I mean, though? I hate pizzas. Yeah. Absolutely shit.
Don't slag pizzas off on your
But it happens,
off it.
Chris, it happens most times I eat a pizza.
You're not very good at eating pizzas then. Fold. Well,
clearly not.
Fold the slice.
I will use a knife and fork.
Horrible.
I'm not scared.
Absolutely horrible.
It is. I mean, it is horrible watching someone eat a knife and fork.
Eat
with a knife and fork. Eat a pizza with a knife and fork. Yeah. Have you seen that that video online, like meme or whatever, or daft video where some woman's eating a pizza and she's just ripping little bits off and it's awful to watch.
No.
She's like butchering this pizza.
No, I've never
seen
that.
Very funny. Anyway, I will get back to this story. So it's spicy. Okay, she can't eat it. She's choking on it.
Straw on the top one's okay.
The spices got the back of my throat and my eyes were streaming.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I eventually managed to dislodge the food and I put it back on my plate.
So she's just hocked it back up on her plate.
Basically.
Lovely. Yeah. That's nice. Nice for the people on the next table.
Yeah.
Great.
Safe to say, I wasn't hungry anymore and I decided to leave it.
Put herself off.
Yeah.
Got you.
I looked over at my boyfriend at the time, who then decided to pick up the hacked up pizza topping.
Shut up.
Shove it on his pizza
and
eat the full thing without flinching.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're not together anymore.
No, never in the world.
Shock.
It's absolutely fucking...
What's wrong?
It's like a baby bird. But... Like, she's hocked it back up and he's got, like, half chewed, choked on, mucus filled, and he's put it on his pizza and he... What a dirty sod.
Would you even... I don't even know if I'd do that with the kids.
No. I would if your topping had fell off your pizza onto your plate,
fell
I'd
off
pick
a different
up, I'd pick
thing.
Up and put on. Not if you'd had it in your mouth and choked for
half
a bit and then
chewed
coughed
on it,
it back
choked
out.
On it.
And this is just girlfriend. This is girlfriend and boyfriend. They broke up after this, I'm assuming. So they hadn't even been going out that long.
Anymore.
Oh goodness me, Mr. COVID.
I know.
Oh, heavens above, heavens above.
Stick with the breadsticks.
No, you're joking, aren't you? Made of money.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. So a few years ago, I was on a night out and bumped into my ex, who I had just recently split up from. Brackets, he was a cheating prick. But I thought I'd be the bigger person and be civil, but he clearly wasn't capable. Long story short, I got drunk and went home with his best mate. That's civil.
Nice.
Civil as fuck, that, innit? So anyway, me and his mate were mid-drunk sex when there was a proper loud bang on my window. My upstairs bedroom window. I thought it must have been a bird or something, so we carried on. A few seconds later, it sounded like the bird was back, but on steroids, and almost smashed through the window. It was that loud. So I opened the curtains to have a look, and all I saw was my ex's face at the window. The upstairs window. Seeing he wants to talk.
Nice.
His mate was hiding under the quilt while all this was happening, saying, "You can't let him in." No shit, Sherlock. How was he at the upstairs window? He'd only gone in my garage, got a ladder, and climbed up the side of my house.
What?
To my bedroom window, thinking it was like a scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Wasn't he nasty to her, though?
Apparently he was cheating, but she obviously, again, don't it always seem to go. She obviously went home with his friend, classy move, and he followed them home, or just followed her home, didn't even follow them, didn't even know the lad was there. Went in our garage, got a ladder, and climbed. I'm like,
no.
Was it?
No
was
one's
it?
Ever done that for me.
I was just I was just about to say it's really creepy and weird, but you actually, you're finding it.
No one's ever like, cared that much. No, no, never.
Fuck, honestly. I can't work you out. I thought you would go off it about this, and you are literally like, hey, the lucky girl. You
kidding me?
One in our bed, one in our window, and a ladder.
I'm jealous.
We should all be so lucky. Wasn't it Clarissa Explains It All, where the next door neighbour just used to climb up with a ladder outside our window?
Yes.
Her off Sabrina was in Clarissa.
Yeah, and then
all.
So then you grow up watching these programmes and you
he's
think that that's just doable,
that.
But it's not
a bit
doable.
Too much of that. Well, it is. He fucking pulled it off, didn't he, to be fair?
Mm.
Absolutely amazing.
Got it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello, Chris and Chris Ramsey's wife.
No, it doesn't say that. That.
It doesn't say that.
Honestly, I'm like, do you know what's that film where they disappear because nobody talks about them and they just start disappearing?
What are you talking about?
What is that?
A film where they disappear because no one talks about it. This is going to be this. Nah. I'm honestly so excited for how wrong this is going to be. This is going to be.
No, I don't know what it is. Okay.
I'm going to guess here. I'm going to guess here. And you're so wrong. Are you talking about Back to the Future where they disappear on the photo? That's got nothing to do with talking about them. That's because he's altering the past and his family isn't happening.
That's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't work. On the photo, they start disappearing,
yes,
yeah. Yeah.
But it's time not talking
about
them.
That's because Marty McFly's mom isn't going to get with George McFly.
Yes.
Because Marty's there and he's
rewriting
changing
the history and stuff. Right. Well, it's that of that premise.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's of that premise?
What was the question?
What are you talking about? I don't know. What the hell's wrong with you? Chris Ramsey's wife.
I'm really tired. Chris, that's what I meant. So I'm just known as your wife all the time. That I'm just going to, bits of us are going to start disappearing. Like my hand will just go and I'll be like, what's happening to me, Chris?
Not your left hand's got the wedding ring on. Right. Hi, hope you're well. Thoughts on people who light more than one scented candle in the same room? Serial killers, if you ask me. What's the point in buying a nice smelling candle to mix it with five other nice fucking smelling candles? That's too many smells. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
from Danny in York.
Danny, I disagree.
Wow. Okay.
I light a few.
Right.
I've got about six around the house going off at once.
Yeah. In different rooms though. All in one room.
There's
mixing.
Usually two in a room. Different. Right. It's fine, you can get away with it. Yeah. As long as you've got the similar, I only like certain smells.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like I've got vanilla knocking like off in one room and bergamot in the other. Right. You know what I mean? They're all you kind of walk through.
That's a made up.
Bergamot. It's a thing. It's a scent. But I think it's a plant. Don't know. Joe Malone does a lot of bergamot.
Great.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Bergamot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have bergamot and vanilla at the same time?
No. Oh, God.
Okay.
No.
Well, Danny from York is absolutely raging. I think we just lost a listener. Danny.
Sorry, Danny.
Nice to know you. However, at the end, this happens now and then, right? At the bottom of the email, she wrote, P.S. I sent you a sick one a few months back. Check it out. Sick means, in this instance, disgusting. So we've got another one from the same
person.
Like,
oh, that's sick.
Not like, that's sick, bro.
Like, that's good,
not like,
no.
Not like sick, good, like sick, like not good.
Okay.
So this is the first one you sent, right? And I went and read it, and truly, it is a bit disgusting.
Okay.
I've got a dirty rank one for you.
Great.
To start.
Oh, get in. Can see it. I can see it in my mind's eye.
But you say that all the boys. Me and my fiancé were in Tenerife on a holiday a few years back. We went to Siam Park, brackets, amazing place. It's a water park.
It's the water park.
Yeah, it's really good.
With the dragon.
Yeah, I went there on my mate stag do,
mm-hmm.
But we got so pissed the night before, we ended up going there during the school holidays at about, we must have got there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's not a good time.
Hell on earth.
Yeah.
The lazy river looked like a bowl of fucking Cheerios.
Ooh.
I've never seen so much. Look like a Veruca advert. I've never seen so many people in the thing. It was unbelievable.
Monkey.
One of the queues for the slides was 90 minutes.
Oh, no. What's the point?
90 minutes.
I'd hate water parks abroad. Hmm. Have you ever walked around without your shoes on?
Always.
Yeah, but you can't because you can't walk on the pavement.
Because
so you just got to run in the shadows. It's horrible.
You just got to run in the shadows.
You know what I mean, though? Do you see everybody just hanging on to the fences and that, walking along on the shaded bits of pavement and then running across to other rides and that, just like, because you can't wear your flip-flops. Hell.
Oh,
I'm Ari for water parks. I'm just not that person.
Yeah, well, I quite like a water park, but not very busy. But listen to this, right? In line for one of the rides, brackets barefoot, as you are in a water park, mm-hmm. there you go, Rosie, we were sickened and shocked by the following. While waiting in the queue for the water ride, about 15 people from the front and another few families behind us, brackets, we couldn't escape. The daughter, brackets, about 15 years old, in front of us, started to pick her dad's back skin that was peeling from sunburn. Not only was this horrid, but it was dropping onto the floor right where we were about to stand.
Oh, with no shoes.
As we were behind them in the line for the ride. Her mother then joined in shortly after.
No.
And like a bunch of monkeys picking bugs. Me and my partner were sickened.
Ew.
And with nowhere to go but forward, had to walk into the dead skin barefoot.
That's disgusting. Oh, no. I'm
I just love that it was, it's a family affair. Come on, kids, Lee. Kill a bit of time in this queue. Pick your dad's back skin. Come on.
Oh, honest to God.
You got your stopwatch, Mum? I have. Go, who's got the most back skin?
Ooh, that's
new
horrible.
From Mattel, Dad back skin picking. Who gets the most? Don't draw blood. You're out.
Here's your tea, kids. Put them in the sun to dry. Crisps.
Oh, man.
That's horrible. That's like, you sometimes you see people do things and you want to go up to them and go, do you know? You're in public. So, obviously that's fine to do. Yeah. You know, crack on.
Do it when you get back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Do it when you get back to the hotel.
You're in public.
Fucking disgusting.
It's not nice, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not good.
And then to walk through it.
Yeah, I mean, bless them.
Depends what age I was or circumstance, but I would probably say something.
Really?
A little bit of a, yeah, I'd probably just go, excuse me, but we've got to walk through that. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I understand what you're doing, and I've had back skin coming off myself, and I get it, honestly. When the day, the peeling, not good. But we've got to walk through that with no shoes on. So could you not, please? Or catch it in your hands
and
put it in the bin.
Put it in the bin. Oh.
Proper minging that way.
Catch in your hands, go to a wedding, when they come out of the church, throw it in the air. Congratulations!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
My boyfriend has this weird thing that he does, where when we're out on a night out or at a party, he'll say to me, shall we go up to people and tell them we're brother and sister and then start getting off? He thinks it's a hilarious idea for a joke and suggests it quite frequently. I think it's really weird. Can you please settle this for us? horrific.
I've heard of that joke or practical joke before, but
have you?
I've heard of it somewhere, but I've never heard of the of a bloke just going, can we go up and do that at every party? He just wants to.
Apparently, he's doing it all the time. He suggests it quite frequently. Wait, do you know what that says to me?
Yeah.
Fancies his sister.
Right, okay.
That's all that says to me. Right. And he's wanting to live out his little, you know,
I think
incestuous secrets.
I think he just wants to fuck with people.
That would be awful, mind, if you met a couple and they were like, oh, this is me, this is my sister.
Yeah.
And then you'd just seen them necking off. You'd be like, what the
I think
flip?
I'd know. I'd be like, they're not. I was like, if I just met them, if I knew they were brother and sister, if I knew when they started necking on, I'd be like, right, okay.
Yeah.
But if I just met them, I'd be like, this is a fucking wind-up.
No, you wouldn't.
Fucking starts necking on at a party? Who just starts randomly necking on with each other when they're in the... Oh, hi, my name's Dave, this is my sister, watch this.
No.
That's a fucking setup.
I mean, later on in the evening.
Oh, what a shitty night. What a long game you'd have to play. How crap. How fucking rubbish.
I think we should do it.
No, everyone knows who we are.
No, there'll be some people who don't know who we are. Right, okay, here's the deal. Mm. Next time we meet anyone who don't know who we are, right? Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Okay. Let's wait until there's an opportunity where someone's like, hello, what do you do?
Right.
And genuinely don't know.
Right.
And we'll say, and we'll do it.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh, I'm I'm getting nervous already. I'm getting stage fright.
You do look a bit like my brother.
Oh, you've said this before. It's a bit weird.
I know. Well, there you go. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Hello. I'm writing in for your opinions on my future name, please.
Future name?
Future name.
Okay. Is this a baby? Is this a baby in a
no,
tummy?
I think it's going to be their surname.
Oh, right. Okay.
It says, my surname is Good. My fiancé's surname is Grief. Should we double barrel and become the Good Grief family?
Fuck, that would be amazing. Oh my God. Whose surname's Grief?
Well, I was like, this isn't real. But then I did check her who sent it and her surname is Good. So, I mean, there's a 50-50 chance that our partner...
Grief?
Yeah, Grief.
Christopher Grief.
There is some strange
Rosie
surnames
Grief.
Out there.
There is, I suppose. Grief, yeah, it might be, yeah.
It might, but it might not be said Grief. It might be said like Grief.
Oh,
do you when people have got a shit name and they have to change it?
Right.
But I think they should. I think they should go for Good Grief.
100% go for Good Grief.
Mr. and Mrs. Fucking Good Grief.
Amazing. Yeah. Double barrel Good Grief. Yeah.
So oh, we're saying that. Yes.
Yes. Always.
Good Grief.
Good Grief.
Babadoo, 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 ba. We say it every week, but every week we mean it more. Thank you so much for coming back and listening.
Yeah.
I know, sorry.
Oh, right,
okay, you bunch of twats.
That's better, there we go. And we're back in the room.
You've been listening to Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Say it every week, guys, and every week we mean it more. Yeah,
I do. No, I do.
Wet. Your big bottle of water.
I do, though.
We do, though. We love you, and we do thank you for listening so much, and we do. I mean, Rosie just said it in a really creepy way.
I didn't mean it.
Really creepy and strange, and I didn't like it. Guys, if you want to get in touch and tell how creepy and strange Rosie is, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Our tour is on sale now. December dates for the arena still on sale. Get them snapped up while you can, because they're going to go quick. Thank you so much, and we'll be back in your ears next week. Bye!
Little bit. What's the word?
What?
They're going to go quick.
Once the world opens back up and once people start going to full venues, you'll be surprised how quick they go. Honestly, get on it. I'm serious.
I hope so.
I'm serious. I'm buying tickets for stuff now. I cannot wait.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, cannot wait. Come on! Back in the room! Back of the net! Back of everything! Go on! Too excited.
All right, bye.
I'm going to cry. Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.